no mask mandate. Now, as Marley, you were saying, county by county, that's shaken out in different ways. And to clear up some confusion and questions, ladies and gentlemen, I can think of no better source to go to than our resident TV doctor on the radio. It's been a little while, and there's probably a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen. We've had him on. Dr. Phil Good. Dr. Phil Good.
Hey, Texas. That's right.
Yep, yes. Yep. Hey, good morning, Dr. Phil Good.
Take those masks off, baby. Show me those pearly whites.
Okay, I didn't know where you were going there.
Yep. Hey, thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, yep. We're happy to have you.
No, seriously. No one has me on anymore. There's so many TV. There's Dr. Fauci. There's Dr. Dr. Oz, there's Dr. Gupta, there's Dr. Drew, there's Dr. Strange, Dr. Pimple Popper.
I got bumped. Pimple Popper.
Regis and Kelly with him.
No, it's Ryan and Kelly.
Marley, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. You know, I've had my first shot of the Pfizer vaccine, Dr. Phil.
Have you grown any extra appendages?
Okay. All right, come on.
I have not. All right.
It's not scientific.
I'll check back on you. How you doing, KB?
I'm doing fine, Dr.
Yeah, that's
good.
Right. Okay. Hey, look, all right. I'm here to explain.
Yes.
Just some of this, the mask mandate.
Right.
And where we are now, I'm here to explain. Not mansplain.
Mansplain.
That'd be wrong.
Right.
Mansplaining. Because mansplaining,
No, we know what mansplaining is.
Explain something.
You're literally doing it right now. Right now.
You going to cut me? You treat all your guests this way?
I didn't mean to cut you off or anything.
Yeah, I'm here to clear up.
Okay, now you just cut me off, Dr. Phil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, because next Wednesday, you don't have to wear a mask.
No, it's next Wednesday at midnight.
Right.
No, it's
next Wednesday at midnight.
You already got it wrong.
You don't have to wear a mask anymore.
Well, that's what he said.
Nowhere.
Unless
there's a big sign.
Right.
As you walk in, it says you got to wear a mask.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Or you get an email from HR that says, we're still wearing masks.
There's that. Your work.
Or you're a hockey goalie and you're starting for the Stars. You should wear a mask.
Probably.
There are some areas you still need to wear a mask.
I'm really glad you're clearing this up, Dr. Phil.
What this means, really, is you don't have to wear a mask anymore starting next Wednesday. That's bottom line.
At midnight.
I'm nowhere. Not in a boat or with a gun. Or in a box, even call me crazy.
Dr. Seuss into it.
Yes.
Even if you're with a fox.
It's a nice Dr. Seuss callback from yesterday there, Dr. Feelgood.
That's right. Shout out to the Dr. Seuss, another doctor, by the way, that I had to contend with.
No, you did not along the way. He wasn't a real doctor either, by the way.
That's right. Who'd have thought cancel culture, though, would have gotten to the masks?
That's right. Dr. Feelgood, thank you.
You're welcome for clearing up this confusion.
I'm glad we got her crystal clear.
Dr. Feelgood.
That was helpful.
Hank FM, KB and Marley in the morning. Hank FM.